Hi, this is Richard Edelman, and you're listening to The Trust Makers.
Hi, I'm Yannis Diagaurides, Global Chief Data and AI Officer at Edelman. I'm so excited to be joined this week by Cadillac's Global Chief Marketing Officer, Melissa Grady-Diaz. Melissa is a results-driven leader who I have the pleasure of working with in the past, who is known for her unique ability to combine data and analytics with creativity, execution, and ideation. She also was recently recognized by Forbes as one of the 50 most entrepreneurial CMOs in marketing today. Prior to joining Cadillac, Melissa held roles at Motorola, MetLife, and Jackson Hewitt. Melissa, welcome to the Trustmakers. Let's get started.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to the conversation.
Likewise. For those that don't know me, I oversee Edelman's data and intelligence arm, known as DXI. I would like to start by discussing a white paper we launched later last year, Measuring Trust, a Prerequisite to Unlocking Growth. Some of the key findings showed why trust should be a standard measurement to examining brand health, and how, if you're looking at reputation and sentiment alone, without looking at trust, you leave a considerable explanatory and predictive power at the table. As we also know from previous research, it is more important than ever before for consumers to trust brands they buy. 68% agree. As I know you read the paper because you and I talked about it, I would like to start with your reaction to some of the conclusions we drew. More specifically, in the paper, we unpack the concepts of reputation, sentiment, and trust. I would love to know, how do you define those terms and what's their relevance in your role as a CMO?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting concept as we start to really try to unpack that. You know, in the paper, you talk about reputation versus interactions. And I think that's such an important distinction because people really develop relationships with brands. And that's what we're really trying to move from. How is the brand in the world moving into what is our relationship with people and how do they feel about us? When you look at sentiment, sentiment is such a point in time, which goes across a lot of different things. Like we were tracking sentiment, overall sentiment, very closely in the pandemic. And it fluctuates from market to market and day to day, but overall, it doesn't necessarily change the bigger picture. So as you move on to trust, you start to get into that more human relationship, emotional aspect. And when we look at Cadillac, which is a very iconic, but very emotional brand, emotion is so important to us. And when we look at what our job is really, it's to drive emotional demand for our brand. So I think that's where a metric like trust really helps us to understand how do customers feel? Are they looking at our brand? How do they feel about us within the scope of automotive? And it's a very important next level, next layer metric.
What I also found interesting is this idea that trust, you know, you talked about emotion, has to be actually experienced. So this idea that trust has to do with the experience that we have or multiple experiences we have with a product or a service, unlike reputation or sentiment that tend to be about a broader idea that, you know, it's a hearsay. So for a brand like yours, especially because, you know, availability of the product and the whole experience, how do you go about, you know, helping people experience the brand that might not include just being part of, you know, test driving the car itself, as an example?
Yeah, I think really every single interaction that we have with someone is a moment to build that emotional demand, to build whatever the feelings are, be it trust, love, any of those things. Every single time that we're interacting with someone, whether that's them watching TV and it's a 30-second spot, whether that's them looking online and us trying to make the process easy and to feel safe. You know, if you think about shopping online, if something becomes too arduous, if it's difficult, if it makes you angry, that's really gonna hurt that. If it seems like your website is not safe when someone is giving you payment information or they're giving you their information, that can also really chip away at trust. All the way through to, as an owner, I have an issue and I try to get in touch with you. Can I get in touch with you? Do you resolve my issue? How painful is that? All of those things across the spectrum, beyond the product, really help build your experience with the brand and our opportunities for us to really start to grow the relationship and the trust.
I love this. I love this idea that actually your product is not what takes you from point A to point B using a motor. It's the entire experience, including what you do on the website. And every single moment of that is an opportunity to build trust. This is such a, you know, refreshing and broad view of what an experience is and what the product or a service is, that it's really fundamental in changing how you go about the entire business. Was there anything in the paper that surprised you that you were not expecting to see, especially in the street metrics and how people use them?
I don't think there was anything that really surprised me. We have been looking at our dashboard on which trust is and which metrics we're really focusing on. And again, like for us, we really look at brand for me, which is highly correlated to trust and opinion and certain other things. But that's going to be what's going to drive someone to consider the brand and to feel like they want to be part of something bigger. I loved a lot of the examples in the paper, really. I love the relationship examples because it really, a relationship that you have with a brand is a very emotional human type relationship. We get frustrated with them. Some things we'll forgive easily, other things we won't. And so comparing it to a marriage, and as you talk about things like sentiment, you may be very angry about socks on the floor one day, but that's not going to change your trust in your partner. Something would have to fundamentally be wrong for that. And I thought that really humanized the whole experience because, as you know, we look at these things in a more scientific way as part of our jobs. But as a human being experiencing the world, how you experience brands is really about, you know, how much did they frustrate you? How much did they give you joy? One of the things that I really am focusing on right now is as we look at purchasing a car, it's one of the biggest purchases that you'll make. And sometimes that process right now can be difficult and painful. And I really want it to be joyful. So I think it's interesting when you look at what makes you feel those emotions and what the impact is. And so the marriage analogy, I thought, was a very good way to bring that to life.
So the world today is very different than it was a year ago, 2 years ago, with everything that's happening. And consumers, people across the spectrum of the stakeholder group that brands engage with, have a completely new set of demands. I mean, what we've seen from our research in the Trust Barometer is that people expect brands to get involved to solve societal issues. And that makes the role of trust central. Have you seen an increase on how trust is used inside Cadillac? And have you found new ways of helping the rest of the organization tap into the research you're doing on trust and sentiment and reputation?
I think GM overall, there's a few fundamental things there that are GM behaviors that I think Cadillac models. GM is, we are an organization, we believe in people first and in safety first. Our CEO, Mary Barra, has the goal of being the most inclusive company in the world. And she's really taking steps and making sure that people really do feel that they're heard, they're included. And I think when you live in a culture that has those behaviors, it builds trust. It builds trust with us and with the consumers that interact with us, because you can feel that. And the other thing that I touched on is we really put safety first. It's the number one goal here. At GM, this is an amazing thing that 4 years ago I couldn't believe is something that is still happening. And this is 4 years later. The beginning of each meeting, we tell a safety message. And that is to make sure that safety is really ingrained in our culture. So that we think about every person working at the company every day, every life that we're going to touch with our products every day. And so I think with those two focuses on really inclusion and safety, we become a company that portrays trust in how we behave. And it really engenders trust across the organization and with consumers.
It's fascinating. You talked about the internal experience first. And, you know, as a CMO, I find this, you know, very interesting from the perspective of recognizing the role that employees play for crafting the brand story. It's something we also have seen in our data. Brands and corporations think of their employees as one of the most important elements, which has been a change with the data we had before, where consumers were the most important aspects of their success for the future. So what is the role that employees play in this whole development of the brand story? I always used to think of employees as the first level of influencers that they need to be with the brand if we want to have the impact in the market. How do you think about it?
I completely agree. I think that, you know, as we look at both GM and definitely within Cadillac, our employees, it's almost like a family. It's a very close group. And we really put employee satisfaction at the center of what we do. We track it very closely. And again, something that I think is really strong in GM culture, we really try to act on the results. And I tell my team all the time, you just have to let us know. Let us know when we'll work on it. We may not be able to solve everything today. Some things may take time, but I want everyone to come together and to figure out how to solve the issues that we have, because we spend so much time at work. We're doing something that, you know, a car is something that people have a lot of passion about. And so I want everyone to feel that passion and to feel that joy when they're at work. And so, because that shows in the work that's output. And we have an absolutely amazing team, and we really focus on making sure that we continue to improve the environment that we work in.
From a KPIs metrics perspective, we talked about tracking trust. Are there any other metrics that you find interesting or very important in helping you craft the brand story for Cadillac?
Yeah, we track something called Brand For Me. What we're really focused on right now is when you look at Cadillac, it's an absolutely iconic brand. And I think if, you know, there are very few people who don't know what the brand Cadillac is. If you look over, we've been in business for 120 years this year. And when you look over those 120 years, we've had really icons, both celebrities, politicians, royalty, everyone who has had a Cadillac and been part of our brand story. And as you look at that, when you track things like awareness or even opinion, sometimes what you need to be doing really falls short, because I want people to feel warmly about Cadillac and to think about our history. But I also want people to be looking at the Lyriq, our new EV, and to say, I want that. How do I get that? And so that's where I think it's really important that you make sure that the metrics that you're driving, which is the point you were making about sentiment and reputation versus trust, we want to make sure that the metrics that we're tracking and that we're trying to drive are going to drive the outcomes that we want, which is really passion for the brand. And so things like opinion, trust, consideration, all of those things ladder up to something called Brand For Me, which we see turning into actual share. Because if we can get people to understand the brand, it's the other interesting thing about being at the helm of an iconic brand. I don't feel like it's my job to define this brand. This brand has a strong DNA of its own. As we're talking about, brands are like humans and these are real relationships. There's a very strong DNA and personality in Cadillac, and it's amazing. And so I really see my job as helping, letting people get to know Cadillac and to understand it the way I do. And that is going to really result in them wanting to be part of it, because we've had an amazing past and we're shifting into an all EV future. The products that we're bringing to market are incredible. And I know that everyone's going to want to be part of the brand.
I like this idea of stewardship of the brand, which you talked about. I'm putting words in your mouth now, but you know, that's what it sounded to me. And, you know, I also, I appreciate this need to try to understand all the components. And what's beautiful with trust is that it doesn't just look at trust as a single metric, at least the way we think about it. It dissected in all these areas. So when you talked about Cadillac, it seemed to me that, you know, trust is high because it's a brand that everybody knows and it's been around for 120 years. And especially the elements of ability driven by ingenuity and engineering and innovation are very strong. But this, you know, idea of self, how do I as a person, especially a new generation of people, connects with the brand, a new generation of buyers, is where, you know, a lot of the focus is for you right now. You talked about connecting to actual market results. How important is that when you look at the metrics as you use? Because, you know, we know in most cases it's hard to make that connection. But how do you think about, you know, really driving sales? You think is, you know, whose job it is to drive sales? Everyone's, you know, the marketing teams, the sales teams.
It's everyone's job to drive sales. And I think as anyone who's heard me speak knows that I believe that driving real business results is marketing's job. Now, we do that through building the brand and through building emotion. And then you get into the performance side of the business, which to me is very fun, where you're really tracking real-time metrics. But there's two layers of what marketing does. It's the overall brand, and then there's the performance side of someone who's about to purchase, someone who's about to sign up, whatever it is that they're going to do. And we have to always be doing those two things well. And so it's a very interesting thing. I think, you know, you've got to have metrics. First of all, you know, how many leads do we have? How are those leads converting? All of those metrics, of course, we're going to be focusing on, but on that higher level, you need to be tracking the right metrics to be changing the brand to get the business results that you need. So I think it's related to, in a long winded answer to your question, it's all of our jobs to drive sales, and the metrics that we track are really important because that's really our report card on, are we going to get the results that we need?
So when you look at the year that's coming, I mean, here we're in the middle of our year, what are some of the priorities you have for the brand, and how are you thinking about using all the KPIs you have available on your tool set to drive success?
The biggest job that we have, Cadillac is going all EV. As we are transitioning, and we have a very long history and heritage, that history and heritage is of innovation. And really, to be a company in business for that long, you have to continually be reinventing yourself. You have to be very innovative. So we really have the foundation. But as we move into EV, the biggest job that we have, again, is to let people know that Cadillac is moving into EV. We have an absolutely amazing luxury EV that is going to be in consumers' hands momentarily. And it's a purpose-built EV. We did not take an ICE vehicle and transform it into EV. We have something at GM called Ultium, which is our like skateboard platform and battery packs that can be maneuvered around to create anything from the Hummer to a Bolt EV to the Lyriq and the rest of our products that are coming. And so, as we look at that and this big shift that GM is making and the company that people think that GM and Cadillac are, it's really important that we help them understand, what does Cadillac's future look like? What is the EV world of Cadillac? And what does it mean for them? And what it means for them is a luxury EV that really doesn't have any trade-offs.
I like this because it also connects with this idea of emotion. I think, you know, and I would love to hear what your point is, but this EV change or switch to also translates into sustainability and purpose and all the other components that people engage with because they want a more healthy, clean world. So can you talk to me a little bit about that? Because there's two big jobs here. One is to know let the world know about that switch, and the other one is to connect it with the bigger why. And trust plays a big role here as well, because you're building trust now into these other dimensions of purpose and integrity in addition to ability and also self.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So Mary's vision for GM is 000. It's zero crashes, zero congestion, and zero emissions. And if you think about as an automotive company and the impact that we can have on the world, it's a huge, amazing, purpose-driven mission that we have. As we look at zero emissions and how GM gets there, and again, to the point that you were making of having purpose and looking at sustainability in our planet, the impact that GM can have in that shift is huge. And so as we look at going into our all-electric future, it drives a lot of us in the company to think about how we're going to be changing the world and the impact that we're going to be making.
That's all the time we have for today. Melissa, thank you for coming on the show and sharing your insights and expertise. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to The Trustmakers.
Hi, I'm Justin Blake, Executive Director of the Edelman Trust Institute. I wanted to let you know that The Trustmakers will be on the ground at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting at Davos at the end of this month. Throughout the week of May 22nd, we will be releasing a special multi-episode edition of the podcast based on interviews conducted with Davos participants. The episodes will dig into our soon-to-be-released special trust barometer, The Changing Role of the Corporation in Society. Tune in for the first episode on May 23rd, when I'll interview Forum President Borga Brenda on stakeholder capitalism and his expectations for the first in-person Davos in more than 2 years.